I literally yesterday did not realize today's Thanksgiving. I literally forgot it was Thanksgiving. I realized listening to others, I wasn't the only one who forgot about Thanksgiving. Or someone said, Thanksgiving, it's just another holiday when your family's in heaven and you're stuck here on earth. And your holidays how they used to be or holidays past, and you're left with carrying on new traditions, and you realize there's some things and a lot of food that you really don't care for, and you realize you don't really miss, but what you really miss, you know, is the love that you get from your loved ones. I plan on spending Thanksgiving in a unique, different way. I do this every year. This has been like this. This is what, the 12th year, I think. Spending time with my family, my loved ones that are in heaven, and visiting them at cemeteries, and then visiting a friend. And I have to do a little bit of traveling, so I knew today is going to be an early day. I got up at like a little bit before 5 a.m. because I wanted to get stuff done, take a shower. Fur kiddos will be going with me, so I got to get them ready, and then I need to stop by the store. I decided I'm going to make my traditional Buckeyes, chocolate Buckeyes. I've made those for eons. I'm going to do those this evening, and I got a couple other things I'm going to do, just fun stuff. You know, you have to make the holidays your holidays. And when your family, you have no family left, and your loved ones, you know, I knew when my grandmother passed away, I'm like, you know, that's it. You know, family how I used to know and family I have is gone, you know. I've been estranged since then, you know, but in reality, it's been over a decade. You know, I can't remember the last time I went to a bloodline's house. I can laugh about it now. You know, you've come far and you've evolved and you've healed and you moved on and you make peace for yourself when you can laugh about it. Because I can laugh about it now. And those listening, a lot of people know the story. This is true. This is not a joke. It's not a lie. It's fact. And for anybody who doesn't like to hear the fact, is because you probably took a part of my life and a good part of portion of my life of doing some really cruel, nasty, unkind, uncaring, inhumane things and behavior, and you've not made peace with it. And if you find yourself sitting there saying and trying to control, and I have some nasty voicemails too, but I'm not surprised, you know, but it's really nor here nor there. I just learned to tune things out, you know. Make peace and you move on, you know, make peace for yourself. But, I'll never forget the last Thanksgiving, with this bloodline. Let's just say bloodline. I don't know how else to say it. Cause I don't know them. You know, time goes by, doesn't bring you closer. It doesn't heal wounds. It just makes you strangers. I don't know how many times I have to say this. This is fact. You become strangers, but, you have to make peace, you know, with the way things are, and you're no longer included, and you're no longer part of the equation, and you're a stranger, you know? We walk into life being part of those that be without our choice. We don't decide, we don't choose, it's chosen for us. I still believe I was literally dropped off the train of life at the wrong time. God, you dropped me off the wrong time, you know? I would have rather been born in the Renaissance era, you know, that's really my era. I would love to have been born in the Renaissance era, you know, I just born in the wrong time, wrong era, wrong train stop, you know. Now that I'm older and wiser and experienced everything I have, it's like now I can literally laugh about a lot of things. And I can laugh about this Thanksgiving event that I remember. I'm going to make this a traditional annual Thanksgiving Day story to start the day. And then end it, obviously, on a positive note. But this literally happened. This is a truth, documented truth. This literally happened. Get invited to individual's house that, I mean, Eric was with me at the time. And I just remember telling him, you know, and I'm listening to somebody say, just do it for me. It'd be the best gift ever. Just do it for me. Just do it for me. Best gift ever. And everything's always the best gift ever for you. Everything has always been for you. Best gift ever for you. And I'm not talking about Eric. I'm talking about individual. Literally every, I mean, set me up. They would literally set me up. I don't know if that's considered gaslighting. I don't know what it is. It literally set me up for problems. And I realize now that I can logically sit back with a therapist and go, that was a setup. You know, they set you up. They thought it was funny because it kept doing it. It's maliciously cold, cruel, callous. It's horrible. You know, you don't do that stuff to people. You set me up. I set my ass up for nothing no more. You can set me up for layup on a basketball court, but that's about the only setup you're going to set me up, because I don't fall for it anymore. way too wise, been through way too much stuff. I analyzed everything down to the last of it, you know? I remember telling Eric, I don't want to go over there. I do not want to go over these individuals' house. Too much time has passed. I don't know them anymore. I don't trust them. That's the thing. If I don't trust you, my internal radar, warning, warning, warning. Everybody has internal radar. When things you're walking into are not good, don't touch the oven, it's hot scenario, your warning and your radar goes off, your intuition, your gut instinct, okay? I'm very, very keen to my gut instinct, okay? I'm very keen and attuned to my health when things are wrong. You know your body better than anybody, and that's the truth. But I literally been telling Eric, you know, even before Thanksgiving, I'm not comfortable going over there. Why? I don't know. I just got a really bad feeling about this. Now, Eric always knew. When I say I got a bad feeling on something, I'm spot on. He had been around me enough to know I'm very attuned and very connected with my inner intuition. I literally just was not comfortable. I didn't want to go there. It got so bad that I started feeling really, really sick. Like, I couldn't pinpoint what was going on, but I know there was some things being ganged up. And gang up is when multiple people know something's going on and they keep it a secret. You know, being ganged, being whatever, jumping. I don't care what the saying or whatever they say it's called, you know. I just call it ganged up. When multiple people know what's going on, about to take place, it's being ganged up, you know. I didn't feel comfortable even. I mean, I didn't. I felt so sick on the drive, and I was just like, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but something's up. I remember Eric looking at me like, well, we don't have to go if you don't want to. Yeah, but I got this person saying, this would be the greatest gift. It's always the greatest birthday. It's always the greatest holiday gift. It's always the greatest gift, the greatest gift. The greatest gift would have been for you to show up and been there for me during oncology, before, during, after. Where's my greatest gift? Because I've done everything you've asked of me. But now that I've stood back and I'm out of this scenario and picture, and I literally think logically, as my therapist said, where's my gift? Where's the gift of being present when you needed to be? And that's something I'll never forgive. I will never be okay with it. That's the truth. There is no forgiving it. I forgave and made peace for myself. That's not okay. The longer I'm away and the longer I have time and I evolve and I get older and I go around the sun again, is the more I realize that's really, really was not okay. It was downright cruel. That's past the point, cruel. I don't even have words for it. Where's my gift? The greatest gift, and not even a gift, is you just been present. But you made a conscious choice not to. You know, you babysat somebody's kids instead. Whatever. You know, that's your choice, not mine. That was your choice, but that's not okay. You know, I'm there for people, and I've been there for people, and, you know, just made a believer of me look at things differently now, you know? But literally, I'm like, literally get to the point with parking. I don't even get a foot in the house, and I feel like somebody's literally, like, hitting a brick wall. Like, somebody literally taking the back of you and pushing you away and saying, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I felt really sick. I felt nauseous. I remember telling Eric, I don't want to go in here. Why? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just can't. I remember him looking at me like, we might as well, we're here now. And I'm like, I'm not comfortable. See, that was my instinct going off. And it was spot on. Because not even that long later, I'm being drug in court, being sued for over $20,000 because they don't like a podcast. Because individuals don't like a podcast. Because they don't want me to use certain words. It's called controlling. That's what it is. I have to have a judge pull everybody in chambers and sit down. Now, who was listening? I don't know, but I'll tell you what I was listening, because it's a story about his brother having cancer and how we're supposed to be supportive for one another and being there. Another thing is, you don't tell people how to write your book and your story. You don't sit there and grab somebody's pen. I'm going to say this again. I don't go telling anybody what to write, do, or say, whether you're in a festive meeting and you're gathering around people, whether you're at a event, whether you're talking on a phone, whether you're on social media. I don't tell nobody what to do or say. Because I'm not a controlling dictator, and I'm not God, okay? But you don't do that stuff. Allow people to write and share their journey. Allow them to hold the pen. It's not your pen to hold. It's not your story. It's not your journey. It's not your truth. Allow people to do what they're going to do and share of themselves. Because that takes one hell of a brave person. I had a judge literally had the podcast, everything pulled up. I mean, it's just wild. It's crazy. The thing is they were planning all this stuff and knew all this stuff, and everybody knew about me and Eric being drug into court before I even walked over anybody's house for Thanksgiving. Actually drove. The thing is, I didn't want to step in. When I stepped in, I got within 2 feet, this is the truth, help me God, and I could not go forward. I could not pull myself to get in there. I felt like something was up. That was right. Not even that later down the road, I'm being drugged in a court system, being sued for a podcast because of certain words. If you're part of somebody's journey, then you're part of their journey. That's life. There's plenty of novels. There's plenty of autobiographies. There's plenty of movies. There's plenty of whatever. There's plenty of Britney Spears just wrote a big old book. Okay? Do you see everybody in her book because it's part of her life and it happened? Suing her? Because she got a hell of a lot of money to be suing. Now, do you see that with Jada Pinkett Smith? Pinkett Smith, is that her name? I've been reading audio and doing a review for Audible's. We're reading, actually listening to her story as well. Do you see that happening? No. You know? Everybody plays a part in people's lives if you've been part of their life. If you've got a huge, huge, huge problem with it, then maybe rewrite how you're active in part and what your part is of their life. If you don't like what happened, then make sure it doesn't happen again and change it, you know? I don't get it. I still have individuals trying to dictate what I should and should not write, what I can and cannot say. I literally had to say this in front of a judiciary judge last month. Absolutely, he was appalled. There's nobody owns your pen. Nobody owns and is part, nobody is you, ma'am. So you write your story, you podcast, you journal, whatever you're doing. If that's part of your therapeutic ways and means, then do it. I mean, literally, like another judge has my podcast and literally was reading it and listening to it, you know, and I see nothing wrong with this. So what's the problem with these individuals? Again, and again, it's controlling. It's called control. Well, I'm not 5 years old. If you need somebody to control, I don't know what to tell you. You get a controlled car for Christmas, ask Santa. I don't know. Get a robot. There's plenty of new robots out there, Amazon. literally. That's how I remember my last Thanksgiving with Bloodline. That's how I remember my last Thanksgiving with blood. Now, I don't have any other words to call it. Blood. I mean, that's the only way I look at it, blood. Connected DNA. Dropped off on the train of life, and I didn't choose. It happened. We don't choose. It happens, you know? And you have to maneuver through life, and you have to figure it out, you know? And a lot of things happen, and, you know, I don't have the memories like I did with my family up in heaven throughout the holidays. I'm blessed and fortunate to have those memories of those holidays from holidays past. Because after my last family member passed away, that was my family and loved me and sat down and talked to me, and we talked about a lot of things. I wish I had more time with my loved ones that are in heaven now to have spent time to talk about things and really get to know history and things. And I can only go through photos of those in extended family that have given me photo albums that I've talked to, connected, and learning more about, you know, loved ones that have passed, whether grandparents or aunts and uncles or whatnot, you know. And learning history that way. But you folks, you can't determine who you're getting dropped off and drop off of life and who you're connected to or who you're attached by a DNA strand. That's just predetermined for you. Like I say about my health, that blueprint was already determined way before I was born, okay? I have no control over what I have, never any control over my health, except for making sure I stay on top of my damn health and take care of my damn self. And anywhere where it wasn't, I make sure I do as an adult. And I have been very successful for it. No lie, no joke. But, you know, this is another holiday. It's another year. And I do things differently. I don't do it like most. I don't have the big gatherings. I don't have all the family. I don't have all the kids. I don't have all that. I have myself and my 4 kids. You know? And in times when, you know, if Eric was who I thought, it was us and our 4 kids, you know. But last year, you know, I started things differently, you know. I visited those that were in town with their parents. And now that I've reconnected with a few people from my past, a friend of mine who's my, you know, truly, you know, blood's not blood. She's my sister. We talk multiple times throughout the day. We have a lot in common. And her and her husband, we, you know, I'll connect with them today on Thanksgiving, you know, and their fur baby, you know. the little fur baby. But, you know, I'm just going to say this, you know. You could be hell-bent over for the rest of your life of getting screwed over. Or people doing things that are just downright cruel. It's not going to change what happened to you. You can control the rest of the time here on Earth, around the sun every year. You control your holidays and you control your happiness. And when you don't have family, you don't have the big shenanigans and you're on your own, okay, like I am, you make it the damn happiest holidays that you can make them, okay? All right? Don't let that stuff get to you. Don't let people get to you. Don't let people take control throughout the rest of your life. It's their decisions of how people treat one another, how we evade, avoid, how we abandon, how we neglect, how we, you know, as an individual, our individual's decisions and choices, you know. I'm just fortunate this part of life. I can laugh about everything now. Wasn't funny when it happened. Trust me, it wasn't funny. I mean, nothing worse than having to be drugged in a judge's chamber and literally sitting down at their desk so they can reprimand and say, this is not okay. Go dragging people in court like this? You know? Well, go suing people for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars trying to control what they talk about in the pen of life. They literally, the judge even brought up Supreme Court cases for someone's attorney to take note of, just to educate someone's attorney. You don't do this kind of stuff. This is not okay. Don't want to see it again. Don't happen again. You know? And then try to do something again. Is that double cruel? I don't know. You tell me, because I didn't do it. I don't do that stuff. No. No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I don't do that. But, you know, you got to move on and you make peace what is, you know, what is. Sometimes you can't forgive people. Sometimes things people do are just downright damn cruel. Or sometimes when absence is really strong and you're going through oncology treatments and stuff and your life's on the line and things are serious and there's an absence, you know, there's some things like that. There's just, you know, you have that right and power and choice as a human being, an individual, and you've gone through it, whether you forgive it or not. There's nothing wrong with not forgiving. Especially when there's points of life and God understands that it's not forgivable, okay? You have to learn with a therapist. I believe only with a therapist. I don't know if you can heal on your own and make sense of the matter on your own. I think you'd have to get a third non-party involved, a licensed mental health, you know, provider to help you maneuver through what you went through. There's no way I would be where I'm at in the point of my life and been able to just laugh about things now if I didn't have the logical sense of being and understand what I went through with the trauma therapist. And that's the truth, you know. I'll always continue getting the nasty emails. Oh my God, the podcast, this. And I got two of them this week. Save. You know, just stay off of it, okay? Don't stalk it, don't go on it, just stay off of it, you know? You're entitled to how you feel, whatever, but don't put it underneath your own roof, whatever. Don't go calling me, leaving me nasty grams, okay? I don't want them anymore. I'm going to save them, and I'm, you know, and once again, later down the road, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be able to get some comedy, you know? Just don't do that, folks, you know? Don't go writing, say it again, I said it before, don't go trying to write somebody's story and journey. Don't go grabbing somebody's pen out of their hand, because that's dictatorship and controlling us behavior, and that's damn disturbing, you know? Nazis and the Hitler, I'm sorry, but I went there, died a long time ago. And that wasn't okay either, what happened. We don't need any more dictators or dictatorship in the world. What we need is kindness, compassion, and love, and people to have unity and a heart and lift one another up instead of trying to tear and control somebody down. Because that's not okay either. You know? I wish everyone, and those that celebrate on their own like me, don't worry about it, you know? You know, sometimes we don't choose the path of life. It gets chosen for us. You have to make peace with that. But you know what? Today's your day. Now you got a slate. You get to do whatever you want. You get to celebrate however you want. You get to be around whoever you want. So you do whatever you want. And make sure when you do it, you make sure that it's something that makes your heart sing, that makes you happy as can be, whether you do it with your kids or whether you're doing it with your fur kids like I am. Go visit someone. Go visit your family, loved ones. And you know, they're in heaven. Visit them at the cemeteries. Visit them, you know? I believe the soul still remains, and that's my day, and visiting those that are in town and making it the best Thanksgiving yet. Amen.